From KMXT and Kodiak, it's the Alaska Fisheries Report. I'm Terry Haynes.
The Alaska Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association, providing U.S. Coast Guard-accepted, hands-on safety training for all of Alaska's fishermen and their families. AMSEA at amse.org or 907-747-3287.
The Kodiak-based trawl fleet paused its fishing for pollock in state waters for 3 days while the Alaska Board of Fisheries weighs in on proposed tighter restrictions for trawl fishermen, including monitoring of seafloor contact in and around state waters. KMXT's Davis Hovey has more.
According to Rebecca Skinner, the executive director of the Alaska Whitefish Trawlers Association, the local pollock trawl fleet temporarily stopped fishing by Tuesday morning and will wait 72 hours before resuming. Skinner said by phone that her understanding is that the fleet made this decision to give some of its fishermen time to testify at this week's State Board of Fisheries meeting in Anchorage without missing out on fishing. The Federal Gulf of Alaska Pollock Fishery A season opened in January, with a total allowable catch this year of just under 140,000 metric tons, roughly 25% less than last year's harvest, and is expected to go into April. The Alaska Board of Fisheries is taking up 24 proposals during its statewide finfish meeting that lasts through Saturday. Several of those proposals seek to further regulate trawl gear by mandating monitoring of seafloor contact or restricting commercial trawl fishing in state waters. Although there is only one smaller state-managed pollock trawl fishery in Prince William Sound, commercial fishermen are able to trawl in state waters within 3 nautical miles of the Aleutian Islands for other groundfish like Pacific cod. In the Kodiak-based association's comments to the board, the group said its members rely on trawl fisheries and, quote, oppose any proposal that categorically shuts down trawling in areas currently open to trawl gear, end quote. One proposal would close state waters west of Umnak Island, which includes the community of Adak, to all commercial groundfish fishing with trawl gear. The proposer said this closure is needed to protect golden king crab populations and habitat in the area. The Adak Community Development Corporation, the nonprofit economic development entity for the Aleutian Islands community, submitted public comments opposing the closure, saying it would have minimal impact on golden king crab bycatch in the region. The Alaska Board of Fisheries is scheduled to begin its meeting each day at 8:30 a.m. and accept public testimony through Wednesday before deliberating on proposals starting on Friday. Reporting in Kodiak, I'm Davis Hovey.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report comes from the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, working to raise the value of our seafood harvest for the benefit of all Alaskans. On the web at alaskaseafood.org.
Here are some recent fisheries announcements from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. The spring pre-fishery mature biomass of herring in the Prince William Sound is over 28,000 short tons, according to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. That is over 6,000 tons above the minimum spawning biomass, allowing them to set an overall guideline harvest level of 2,829 tons. The harvest is split among the different sectors, with the Seine Sacro fishery allocated a harvest of 1,644 tons, the gillnet sacro harvest set at 96 tons, the natural spawn-on-kelp quota at 56,500 pounds of product, and the spawn-on-kelp in pounds harvest at 64,320 pounds of product. The closed pound fishery will not be open in 2026. A closed pound fishery involves releasing captured sexually mature herring into a net impoundment in which kelp is suspended. Of 128 total herring pound permit holders, just 13 have declared their intent to participate in the open pound fishery. These permit holders have been allocated a 3,173 kelp blade quota. An open pound is a structure in which suspended kelp in the water provides naturally spawning herring a handy place to attach their tiny and very sticky little tan eggs to be harvested as spawn on kelp. The Sacro gillnet and seine fishery will be placed on 12-hour advance notice effective 12 p.m. Monday, March 30th. After that, a Sacro fishery could open after a harvestable biomass is identified and test sets show that the fish have the desired amount of roe. But unlike other fisheries, it will not open unless, quote, market availability and permit holder capacity to participate is confirmed, close quote. In other words, if there are enough fishermen and processors to catch and pack the product. Likewise, wild spawn on kelp harvest will be placed on 48-hour advance notice only after permit holders notify the department that they have secured a market. Aerial surveys have begun for the 2026 Sitka Sound herring season. Surveys were conducted on March 14th and March 16th. No herring schools or spawn were observed. A smattering of herring predators were observed throughout the sound. A concentration of humpback whales was observed between Biorka Island and Sitka Point, and groups of sea lions were seen on rock piles near Biorka Island and Crawfish Inlet. So far, predator numbers and locations observed are occurring later in the season than normal. Fish and Game is keeping a close eye on predator numbers and distribution as they weigh when to open the Sitka Sound herring fishery. Fishermen wishing to participate in the North Peninsula District commercial Dungeness fishery, which runs from May 1st through October 31st, must register by April 1st in accordance with regulatory changes adopted at the January 2023 Alaska Board of Fisheries meeting. That meeting also established pot limits for the fishery. If 5 vessels or fewer are validly registered by the registration deadline, the pot limit will be 750 pots per vessel. If more than 5 vessels are validly registered by the registration deadline, the pot limit will be 500 pots per vessel. Buoy tags are required and may be purchased through the Dutch Harbor or Kodiak ADF&G office at a cost of 50 cents each. Sets of buoy tags can also be mailed to additional locations as requested. For more information, contact the ADF&G in Dutch Harbor at 907-581-1239.
Statewide support of the Alaska Fisheries Report comes from Satellite Technical Services, providing satellite communication solutions for commercial fishermen across the state of Alaska. Information and dealers can be found at satellitewest.com or by calling 206-321-6896.
The directed commercial black rockfish fishery for jig fishermen in the east side district of Kodiak Island closed at 11:59 p.m. on March 14th. Catch reports indicated the black rockfish harvest in the east side district was nearing the guideline harvest level. Vessels may still retain black rockfish in the east side district as bycatch. They can keep up to 5% of the weight of whatever the target species is. Fishermen who wish to target black rockfish outside the east side district must contact ADF&G in Kodiak to change district registration. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game has removed harvest limits and exclusivity for the Aleutian Islands subdistrict of the State Waters Pacific Cod fishery. Harvest limits and exclusivity may be removed at any time after March 15th if it is determined the guideline harvest level will not be caught before December 31st. Current harvest data strongly suggests that changes are warranted to provide for maximum fishing opportunity. So, effective March 16th, vessels 100 feet or less in overall length using pot gear, vessels 60 feet or less using non-pelagic trawl gear and jig gear, and vessels 58 feet or less using longline gear now may be used to harvest Pacific cod in the Aleutian Islands subdistrict, and daily harvest limits will not be in effect. Additionally, the area will be designated a non-exclusive registration area for Pacific cod, and the 25% harvest limit for pot vessels greater than 60 feet has been removed. Fishermen still need to register with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game Office in Dutch Harbor prior to participating in the fishery. Vessels that have been fishing in a federal fishery or in a parallel Pacific cod fishery and a state waters Pacific cod fishery must deliver all Pacific cod on board before participating in or exiting the Aleutian Islands Subdistrict State Waters Pacific cod fishery. Current stellar sea lion closures will still be in effect, including no fishing zones, no transit areas, and the Sea Guam foraging area. The Stellar Sea Lion site at Kanaga/Ship Rock will only be closed within 3 nautical miles. For more information, contact ADF&G in Dutch Harbor at 907-581-1239.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report is provided by the Stosh and Claudia Anderson Fund. In recognition of the fishing industry, which provides more than 50,000 Alaskan jobs from a renewable source.
The inside district of the Prince William Sound area sablefish season will open at 6 a.m. March 26th with a guideline harvest level of 261,000 pounds. It will remain open until December 31st unless closed by emergency order. Registration for the fishery closed February 20th with 47 vessels registered. Each permit receives a quota allocation based on vessel size. Each permit holder's harvest is accounted for upon delivery, with different formulas based on whether the sablefish is delivered whole and unbled, headed and gutted, or whole but bled. If more fish are caught than the individual quota allocation allows, it must be reported on the fish ticket as a sablefish overage. A check to the state of Alaska for the value of the overage must be handed over to ADF&G. Paperwork is essential in the fishery. Log sheets must be completed and returned within 7 days after each landing, along with the corresponding fish ticket. Log sheets must include lots of information, including the date, specific location of harvest, number of hooks or pots fished, average depth, and the time of day the gear is deployed and hauled.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report comes from Matson, delivering the essentials for everyday life in the last frontier. Learn more at matson.com/Alaska.